AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
They come back, $10 million off. I said, no, thank you. They come back with a $12 million off. I said, no, thank you. They come back with a $14.5 million offer for the same script they sent first with $8 million off. And what did I say? He went, double took it, and he did what?
What made Matthew McConaughey walk away from $14 million? Sometimes the biggest payday of your life isn't worth the cost. He's a Hollywood heavyweight now, but McConaughey's rise started more humbly. There was a beginning few knew about. Here's where McConaughey's journey started.
You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
I remember going, that was so much fun. I think I was good at it. People are telling me I'm good at it. I'm getting invited back. And then the other thing was, I'm getting scale. I'm getting $330 a day. And I'm working a job at Catfish Station waiting tables, and the most I've made there in one night is $73. And now I'm getting $340 or whatever it was for doing this. I remember going, is this shit legal? Is this real? What am I getting away with here, man? Yes, I'll come back for the pay and because it's so much fun. And then 5 days in, my dad moved on. Him passing gave me some real courage, man. I mean, of looking at the world straight in the eye and not being intimidated by mortal shit anymore. And so it really helped me stay and focus on the role. Had a great time. I finished that. I go back to University of Texas, graduate film school. On the way out, already packed up at the U-Haul, get the Texas Chainsaw Massacre job for like 5 weeks, which is super fun. Under the table cash for play that part. Drove out to Hollywood. And a year after that, I would say Time to Kill is when all of a sudden I noticed, oh, wow, I'm famous. I didn't pay a penance there, man. I didn't give it enough tithe. I didn't, like I said, break the proverbial sweat, draw the blood to earn that thing. And yet I'm getting all this. Wasn't able to look it in the eye. Didn't feel it. Needed things to feel. I also needed, at that time, anonymity, which I lost. And I think everyone needs an anonymous soul. And I had lost mine, and I didn't know what was up, down, left, or right. I got through stuff. If I look back at my interviews, the first 2 years I got famous, I bet you they're so damn boring. Because my two rules were be a gentleman and don't lie. Two pretty boring rules if that's only what you're going in for and you're creative and you got a colorful life. But I was just, repeat it, stay down the line.
I was enjoying them. But I didn't feel like they were feeding me back. I didn't feel like they were the right kind of challenge for me. And it came to me at a time, Camilla and I had fallen in love and she was pregnant with our first son. So all of a sudden life's vital, man. It's like real, right? My laughs are louder. My tears are wetter. My joy is bigger. My pain is deeper. Mm. What am I doing in my career, man? I remember saying this to myself, am I just an entertainer?
When the world told him he was crazy, McConaughey made the boldest move of his career and changed his life forever.
Another rom-com comes in. But my agent says, this one's really good, and check out this offer. They offer an $8 million offer. Let me read that. First year, I wouldn't even read. No.
Right.
No to the genre. No. But I read it. Pretty good, man. No, thank you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
They come back, $10 million offer. I said, no, thank you. They come back with a $12 million offer. I said, no, thank you. They come back with a $14.5 million offer for the same script
right. That
they sent first with the $8 million offer. And what did I say? Let me read this again. And I read it again, and it was funnier. I could see myself in that character. I was like, could be a pretty good idea, buddy. What are you doing? But I ultimately said no. And when I said no to the 14.5, I think what it did is it sent an invisible sort of lightning bolt through Hollywood execs that McConaughey just turned down 14.5. He hasn't worked in 18 months, and he just turned down 14.5. What's he up to?
Interesting.
What's that guy doing? He's on to something.
But you were on the top, man. You were like...
I was the top... rom-coms, yeah, that was my, I owned that lane, and I was the go-to rom-com guy. But I was not going to go back and do that. I'd made the truth that I had, that 3 a.m. truth that hit me and stuck with me for months before I made the decision to step out of Hollywood. I knew it was true. It was a quiet truth, and tears had been shed on my wife's shoulder with myself going out, this is a decision we're making in my soul, we're going to make it and stick to it.
In the prime of his fame, McConaughey made a decision few expected. He walked away from Hollywood. Not in scandal, not in defeat, but as he would soon find out, this leap wouldn't be without struggle.
I tried to find dramas that I wanted to do that more represented the man I was becoming. Hollywood was saying, no, thank you. You stay in your lane, McConaughey. We got other people that'll do those. So I'll take a massive pay cut. We said, no, thank you. Stay in your lane. So because I couldn't do what I wanted to do, I pulled up and quit doing what I was doing. And I took a one-way ticket out of Hollywood, not knowing if it would be a one-way ticket or a return ticket, but not knowing how long I was going to be dry and without work. Remember, I'm coming from Hollywood at that time. I was living in Malibu, living on the beach, and my rom-com run was parlayed with paparazzi getting shots of me on the beach all the time. So McConaughey shirtless on the beach was synonymous with McConaughey and the rom-coms. It was like, his life is his rom-coms. Rom-coms is his life, right? So I moved with Camilla to Texas, and no beaches there, no paparazzi there. The first 6 months, all I got offered was rom-coms. I said, no. So then they said, okay, we got the message. They quit offering rom-coms. So what did they offer? Nothing.
It was a big risk. It was a big chance. And it was no guaranteed return ticket. It was a one-way ticket possibly to, I'm a head coach of high school football to this day.
One-way ticket to a dead end.
Or to something new, but a one-way ticket to a dead end in Hollywood. It's an actor for sure. Look, it's no coincidence that at that time, to have the courage to make that decision, I did have really cool things going on in my life. I'd fallen in love with Camilla. She'd just become pregnant with her first child. That gave me some significance of like, that's what I've always wanted to be. As a father, here we go. If I stick with it, this will give me a home base to feel secure in, even though I'm stepping away from what has made me, given me significance for so many years and decades in my life. Having her to sit there, as much as I knew it was the right decision and it was a 3 a.m. decision in my own soul, she's always been very good with me about going, and I say it out loud, and we're going to do, here's what we're going to do. If we're doing this, she's the one that said, this could be dry for who knows how long. You may not get work ever again. But if we're going to do this, I'll be here by your side, and we're doing it together. And there's no going back. She helped me stay steady. I stayed steady. My faith helped me stay steady. I did have a real belief, whether I was tricking myself or not, that there's a bigger pot of gold for me on the other side of this if I just out endure it. I'll out endure this so much. And it became a little like the year in Australia. I started to gain pride and honor with the longer the penance went on of being without what I wanted. And I started to be like, well, I'm definitely ain't backing out now, man. Yeah. I'm 6 months in.
Turns into momentum.
All in a year later, I'm like, I'm a year in, man. This is getting good. Okay. Come on. Out of the blue. 20 months later, I'd been gone long enough to become a new good idea. Where's McConaughey? Plus, he said no to that $14.5 million offer 3 months ago. And I guarantee you that told some people in Hollywood, what's this so much up to? You don't say no to a $14.5 million offer. The offer's too big to get out. And he said no. Now, if someone does that, you get a little more attracted to him. This dude's on to something. He's got his own program. He's playing offense on something.
I considered other careers. Didn't know if I'd ever work again. But after 20 months of being gone, unbranding as I now call it, being out of sight, not being in your theater or your living room in a rom-com, not seeing me shirtless on the beach, I became a new good idea for some of those dramatic roles. Because where's he been? I don't know. I haven't seen him. Where has he been? So I was kind of refound and looked at in a different way. But you know, it'd be an interesting idea. Who wouldn't have been an interesting idea for Lincoln Lawyer 2 years ago, but is now? McConaughey. So it was a recalibration, but it was a long unbranding phase. I had to do that for myself.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I loved doing the rom-coms, but I was getting the scripts and I felt like I could do the same script tomorrow morning. And I was like, that's fine, but I want something that's going to make me sweat in my boots. I want some work that's going to challenge me, make me go, I'm scared of this role for all the right reasons, and I can't wait to go attack it and see how I come up the other side. That's what I was looking for, and I wasn't getting that in the rom-coms. So I stopped doing those, and 20 months later, the roles that I wanted to do that did make me do those things came to me.
I was shaky, but never was I going to go, okay, I'll go back. Never was I going to pull the parachute. And... you know, what if I didn't? What if those calls never came? Would I regret that sitting here now? I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't be sitting here now. But I bet everything I got, there's no way I'd regret it. Whatever I'd be doing in my life right now, I would have said this opened up. We just start off the conversation with this. The things you don't get have give us more, put us more in places where we are, where we find our own satisfaction than the things that we do get in many ways. I mean... like say it's, you know, life's mystery going forward, the science looking back. When you look back, we can all connect every single dot. It's mathematical, scientific, how we got to this table right here. We got plans for this afternoon, but we're not sure what's going to happen. But everything looking back, it's all connected if we go back and look at it. And there's a whole lot of I thought that was the end. Well, it was the end, but it was the beginning of this thing. Or I caught that red light and therefore made me 60 seconds later to get to that cafe where I met that movie producer or that woman who became my wife or whatever that is. It don't make sense at the time, but boy, looking back, it's all a science.
And I've got friends, and trust me, I've done it myself, you know, that lose a job and then get another one, but won't take it because it's less salary than maybe the one they had before. And all of a sudden find themselves 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, a decade later going, they're still stuck. They didn't do anything. They're still saying like, no, I'm going to find that thing. And I'm going like, you missed a decade, man. Just go do that one that you love to do that maybe was going to pay you less because you'd at least been building something through the day. And who knows what that would have led to? Maybe that would have led to something where you're getting paid 5 times more than you were doing something else you love even more. So a lot of times I say this in the book. Sometimes it's not even about what choice we make. Just make a choice and commit to it and go and dive in. Limbo sucks, but sometimes you just go, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to do this one. And I'm just going to do it. And if I do this to the best of my ability, sometimes that lens, somebody sees us do that. And they come up and they go, you're actually more qualified. You're overqualified for this job. You should be doing that. You're like, yeah, that's what I really like to do. They'll see it. But put ourselves in a position, right? Because you can look up and days, weeks, months, years can go by. And you can go, I've been tiptoeing around here, not committing to anything for so damn long. I'm missing out.
Matthew McConaughey's story isn't just about fame or success. It's a reminder that you are not stuck, that growth is always possible, that it's never too late to press pause, to pivot, to rewrite your story. Change doesn't come with permission, it comes with courage, and sometimes the biggest roles in life are the ones we give ourselves.
There's a responsibility to freedom, and that there is freedom in responsibility, you know, and that earn your way there. We remember the stuff we earn, the stuff we experience, more than what the teacher tells us or what someone gives us for free. We just do. We broke a proverbial sweat on it, whether it was mental or physical or whatever. We built it. We understand. We felt how we got it, how we achieved it, how we got what we wanted. Those stick with us. Whether we forget them intellectually, they were written in our lineage, and they build resilience, and they build a healthy, true optimism going forward to know that, oh no, I've worked for something before and achieved it. Delayed gratification. Oh, there are choices I can make today for myself that will pay me back later in life. Mailbox money, as we call it in the entertainment industry. ROI. There are specific personal choices we can make, and they're worth considering.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.